This episode of Healing Power Hour Radio is sponsored by... Natural Hair Creations by Samaya, located only 5 minutes south of downtown Atlanta, specializing in all your natural hair care needs. Whether you have locks, twists, or other unique natural hairstyles, Samaya is your natural hair care specialist. For a free consultation or to schedule your appointment, call 404-226-5429. That's 404-226-5429. 5429 Natural Hair Creations by Samaya. I'm scared,
tune to Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L.
This is Dr. Akila L, and welcome to Healing Power Hour Radio. I want to thank you for tuning in.
For those of you who tuned in earlier this morning, I don't know what I was thinking. I scheduled today is Friday. I think it's the 11th, yeah. And I scheduled a broadcast this morning at 11 o'clock. The jokes just write themselves. I don't know what I was thinking. And I did not make it at all for that broadcast because I was working. And I don't know why I would even... I don't know. Maybe I was using wishful thoughts and imagining that I could do that at 11 o'clock. But that didn't happen. And for those of you who were tuning in at that time, I apologize. I was not here. And I rescheduled the show for a more convenient time, which is at night. Because if I do the show, if I do Healing Power Hour Radio, I'm going to have to do it either early in the morning, which is not really possible, because I don't want to get up that early, because I already get up early to do cardio. So I get up early to do cardio about 6 o'clock. So to get up at 4:30 to do a 5 o'clock show is not going to happen. And then I go to the center 2 hours later because I do paperwork and all that other stuff. And then, you know, then my day goes. And I don't know what was going on with me. I thought that I had an hour break, and the part of me said, a voice in my head said, oh, you can, instead of, you know, going out for lunch, you can eat your lunch ahead of time, and then, you know, you can do a broadcast so that people who listen during the day can call in. And I was like, that's a splendid idea. And it didn't come to fruition because I had some impromptu clients come in from out of town. I don't normally accept walk-ins, but this was a little of an emergency, so there. So I took them in, and of course the show didn't happen, and I rescheduled to 9 o'clock. So, and I usually do phone consultations anyway late at night, and I didn't have one at this time, so now I'm here. So anyway, hello everyone. How are you doing? I would like to wish upon you blessings. Like on every show, wish upon you blessing of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity, especially all of you who are catering to the Christmas madness. I wish upon you lots of prosperity because you're going to need it after spending so much money on materialistic things that I feel that it's really unwarranted or not needed. But, you know, speaking of Christmas, my sister and I was talking about the whole Santa Claus bit. And my nephew, thank goodness he's grown, but when he was growing up, my sister did not tell him the Santa Claus lie. Because we remember how we felt when we was raised and found out that Santa Claus didn't exist. And I think, especially in my mind, in my life, if I want to be honest with myself, when I found out that, when did I find out? I think I found out when I was 8, maybe 7 or 8, I'm not sure. I think 7 or 8, maybe a little, I don't know. I was a very intelligent child. I can't tell you what age I, but I was really young, and I put two and two together, and I saw some things, and I'm not even going to go into the whole spiel. But I confronted my mother, and, you know, I always listened to my spirit. I was always a spiritual child, and a part of me said I was very scared, and I was like, oh, my God, Santa Claus really doesn't exist, and I said, Ma, I don't think there's a such thing as Santa Claus because for 2 years in a row, because I saw my parents, secretly I didn't tell them this. I hate when I clear my throat on the broadcast. Anyway, I saw my parents put together our parent presents one Christmas. And then, like, the Christmas tree was a little empty, and then up at night, I had to go to the bathroom, and I remember making a detour from the bathroom and secretly looking around the corner, and there go my parents were at the Christmas tree, putting together presents, wrapping them up and putting them underneath the tree and blah, 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 and I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and I went back to bed. Then I woke up a little earlier while they were asleep, and I looked, and they go all the presents. Then it dawned on me, how could a white man come into the ghetto of an apartment and secretly put presents underneath our tree when a steel door with 5 locks on it, and he don't have a key to that. So, you know, I started using logic at that young age, and then the next year when I saw that my parents were hiding the presents at my cousin's house, and I saw the presents. I wasn't supposed to see them, but I saw them. And then that's when I put two and two together, and I confronted my mom. She's like, yes, but don't tell your little brother and sister. That day forward, I never trust words coming out of my parents' mouth. I remember the paradigm changing. You know, before then, everything that my parents told me was gospel and was the honest truth, and I would never question it. From that point on, I didn't believe half the stuff that my parents told me. All because of the Santa Claus thing. And I know, and this is what me and my sister were talking about, because she felt the same way. She felt more betrayed and hurt by the whole thing. And I think that we all, as grown adults, think it's so cute by giving credit to a fictitious character for the work that we did, sets us up for doing the same thing at our jobs. You know, if you work a 9-to-5, you do all the work, but you allow your boss to take credit for all the work you've done. And therefore, he's rewarded for that. And the same thing with your children. And I also believe that because we send so many fairy tale gimmicks like the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, that when we become grown adults, when the pharmaceutical people tell us a fairy tale that if we get this shot, we will be cured of all illnesses and we'll be immune from getting any kind of sickness whatsoever. We believe it because we have been conditioned from birth up until infancy through childhood to believe in fairy tales told to us by authority, authoritative figures. So now I can see, and if we are, if we discourage our children to not think on their own and not to use logic, because like I said, when I approached my mom about it, you know, she was, I could see in her face, you know, like, oh, you know, what am I going to say now? Because it was just, I had too many questions. They're like, well, if that was the case, then why you had to hide the presents over at Walter's house? And why is it that last year I woke up very early in the morning, I saw you two putting presents together underneath the tree? And how, if we live in a ghetto, how can a white Santa Claus come into our apartment and not get beat up by the gangs out there in the front yard? And how come he can get through the door that has 5 bolt locks on it? Does he have a key? You know, these were questions that she just gave up. She was like, okay, there's no such thing as Santa Claus, and you need to go ahead and you need to go ahead and keep this away from your sister and brother. But I told my sister and brother. Now, of course, they didn't believe me because my mom and dad's like, there is a such thing as Santa Claus. Don't y'all listen to her. Don't y'all listen to Keela. And you know, and then they end up finding out that I was right after all. And so I think you all really downplay the psychological effects of lying to your child and giving credit to a fictitious character and not realizing that this will have some type of effect. Because I'm going to tell you, just like I know, I did not trust, and it was very hard for my parents to tell me something, and that's why they always called me hard-headed. Well, duh, I was hard-headed because you lied to me for so many years about someone who didn't exist. And you gave credit for your hard work, for your time, to a fictitious character. I'm not going to believe anything you say unless, you know, there's honest proof or it's just something that you wouldn't lie about. So I thought I wanted to bring that up. And it's something I think we should realize that the things that we go through when we are young will affect us as we are older. Because for the life of me, I don't understand how people can fall for the craziness that is given to us by the pharmaceutical company or the medical society, the powers that be, and we just line up like cattle going to the slaughterhouse. Nobody in that line says, hey, where the hell are we going? They just follow along, one after the other, until they all get slaughtered. So, anyway, just wanted to talk about that. Let me get on to, we're going to talk about today's subject today, for those of you who may not know. It is episode 24. Are you sick yet? I am still keeping my word. I'm so proud of myself. This is December, and I have kept my word to doing a minimum of 2 episodes a month, especially with preparing for competitions and getting into martial arts and things like that. So I have been keeping to my word. So today is episode 24, Are You Sick Yet? And it is a follow-up for all those individuals who rushed and beat down the pharmaceutical doors or went to pharmacies that are at Walgreens and Walmart and CVS and all those other places, sticking their arm out and saying, here, hit me with that flu shot or hit me with the H1N1. You know, this is dedicated to those who received the flu shot and those who did not, like myself. And the question was really something I came up with, because it goes to the people who received the H1N1, because the question is, are you sick yet? And it's for those who received it and they're getting their quote-unquote side effects. It's like, oh, I got a couple of side effects from it, but they, in essence, they got sick. And for those of us who did not get the flu shot and who did not get H1N1 shots, here it is December, all right? And we're just fine. We taking our vitamin C. We taking our vitamin D. We taking our detox, Dr. Keela detox. Oh, I got to talk about that detox, you guys. I want to talk about that. I'm going to get to it on that in a minute. We're eating our vegetables, and we're doing our smoothies, you know. We're doing what we're supposed to do. Some of us are exercising. And we're just fine and dandy. No sickness whatsoever. So my question to those who did not get the H1N1 virus or get the vaccine, are you sick yet? The answer is no. We're not. We are fine, we're healthy, and we are living quality life. For those who have, they have received lots of side effects and are becoming sickly. And I'm going to get more into that in detail. This is going to be a very, very good show, controversial as always. That's why I always have the disclaimer in front of it. But before I get onto that, let me just get onto some news I want to get out of the way. I want to let everyone know that we are still supporting Fur Kids organization. It's the Fur Kids Animal Rescue Center. It's here in Atlanta, Georgia. And what I love about this center is that they do not, it's a no shelter, it's a no cage shelter for rescued animals. They provide medication for the animals. They neuter all of the animals. And they provide all the medical bills if they become sick or ill. They feed them, and it just really, really take good care of the animals that are rescued, and they also hold them up for adoption. And I have supported this organization ever since April on behalf of Celestial Healing. And then I told a lot of the Celestial Healing staff, I told all of them, and when they did their research, they also liked the concept, and it's a legit charitable organization that you can get and you donate on, that you can get. It's a nice charitable organization that you can donate to, and you will receive a receipt that can be tax deductible. Now, let me tell you what the website is, so you can go look for yourself. They have an address. They have a physical address that you can come. They're looking for volunteers as well. And you can inspect the place if you want. And I highly suggest that you look into it. It's 501c3, so therefore it's nonprofit. And it's the address, the URL to them is www.furkids.org. Let me spell that for you. furkids.org. So that's www.furkids.org. And if all those individuals who make a donation to this organization will receive a $5 coupon off of all services and supplement products from Celestial Healing, okay? And we also will donate proceeds. I don't know, how is it, 10%, 5%, I'm not sure. The proceeds we make, all proceeds that we make from November through March, oh, it's 10%, okay. So 10% of the proceeds from our supplement sales will be donated to Fur Kids Animal Rescue Center. And so, therefore, if you buy any of our supplement products, we will take 10% of those sales and donate it to Fur Kids Animal Rescue Center. And if you donate to them directly, you can just send us a receipt and or a copy of receipt, of course, and we will give you a $5 coupon off all of our services because we really believe in this organization. I have a soft spot in my heart for animals, especially cats, and I really liked how this organization really looks out for the animals, and they treat them in a humane way, and I really, really appreciate that. Okay, and also, last, I'm calling from, I hope that if you listen to this broadcast and it goes through some silent spots, I listened to the broadcast last night, the last month's broadcast that was done on another line. I hated the way that audio sound. I didn't like it. I like the way this sounds, and of course, I have to make a decision. I have to decide whether, okay, there's every now and then there's going to be silent spots because I'm using Vonage on this phone line, and if I use the other line, which is strictly a landline, I don't like that audio. I don't like how that sounds, but I won't have to worry about silent spots going in and out. And it doesn't happen with every broadcast, but it's been happening frequently with some of my latest broadcasting. I hate it. I'm such a perfectionist, so I don't like that. Okay, last but not least, I want to make another announcement that those of you who have been keeping tabs on me on the fibroid lecture, I am almost finished. I'm like 80% done. The book is already done, so that was like the hardest part. Now I'm on the easiest part, which is finishing up the audio. And the audio version is coming along really well. Let me just say this. This is a very, this whole lecture that I'm going to have provided out for you all, which is, it's going to be titled, just like my old other lectures, Healing Our Womb, The Cause, Cures, and Preventions of Youth and Fibroids. I am really giving a lot of information, so much information, and I'm kind of like saying to myself, do I really want to cast all these pearls? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that those of you who purchase this program are not going to adhere to what I'm saying, but I'm really giving a lot of secrets out in here. And I don't know, sometimes I think a lot of stuff that we as naturopathic doctors do are in vain. People listen to us because it sounds nice and it sounds good, and you know what we say is true, but then you get around your negative friends and you get around your negative people, you go look at the craziness on TV, and all of that positivity has just gone right out of the window. It's gone one in air and went out the other. And then I have to think about those who actually listen. And this is just a small percentage, but there are some of you all who really do listen. And, you know, this is where I'm just torn because, you know, this is going to be a very, very, very powerful audio workbook lecture that I'm going to be providing out when I'm finished. Because, like I said, I've been really working hard on my off days finishing up this book, and it's very powerful. It has a lot of secrets, a lot of also information. So for those of you who do not know how to read your MRI and ultrasound, after this, you know everything, and you know how to deal with the doctors. You know what's coming, what's not coming, the side effects of medications, the surgeries, and the horror stories that is associated with that. You know, a lot of things. So that's almost finished, and like I said, I'll have it finished by January, and it looks like I'm going to be keeping my word for that too. Okay. And also, I have a very special announcement to make next month. Please, please, please tune in to both broadcast episodes next month in January, because I have, when I say very important information, please do not underestimate that sentence. It's very, 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 very important information that's concerning me, and it's going to be news that's going to be good for some and bad for others, and maybe bad for others and good for some, mostly. I don't know. I don't know how you all are going to take this news. But it's something that I've been wanting to tell you all for a while now, since September and January. I'm going to go ahead and let you all know. So whatever you do, please be sure to listen to any broadcast, both broadcasts, especially the first broadcast. I probably will title it Special Announcement from Dr. Keela, because it's going to be a very detailed, shocking special announcement, and that is going to change my life, and it's going to change a lot of lives of my clients all around the world. Okay, So let's get on down to the topic at hand. Are you sick yet? Listen, I don't know about you all, but I'm very observant of people around me. When they talk to me, if they're really close, I can look into their eyes, and I'm doing iridology reading and looking at their body and just seeing what kind of illnesses they're suffering from. And I do that on occasions. And no, I do that more frequently than I think. But lately I've been noticing a lot of people sniffling, you know, blowing their nose, or they're sneezing, or they got, you know, bags underneath their eyes, and they just don't look too well. And every time I see this, I ask them, out of the blue, I'm like, and they probably, and they're getting the wrong impression with my question. So I'll ask them, I said, I'm sorry, out of curiosity, did you ever get the flu shot or H1N1 shot? And they'll just get their spine straight and they'll throw their shoulders back and they go, yes, I have. I made sure I got that. I'm like, let me tell you, I am immune from it. And if you think my sniffling is coming from the flu, it's not. It's just, you know, I've just been around some kids and, you know, they carry all kinds of diseases and illnesses, and you know, I just got a little bug from them. And everyone I talked to had that attitude. They had an attitude like, yeah, I have runny nose and I'm coughing and I'm sneezing, but hey, you don't have to worry about being infected by me because I got my flu shot. And they think I'm asking them that because I'm going to promote the flu shot, which is totally not the case. And what they don't realize is that I'm shaking my head, realizing that they are contaminating everybody else because of the fact that they did get the flu shot or the H1N1 shot, and now they have these sniffles or the bug that they got from their child, which is not the case. If you have a powerful, let me tell you something, this goes for you parents too. If you have a strong immune system, I don't care what type of illness your child has, you should be immune to that. But if your immune system is weak and your child has caught some kind of illness from an environment such as school or from any of the vaccines that you allowed him or her to receive, then, you know, it's not the fact that they are carrying the illness to infect you. It's just that your immune system is low where you can be easily affected, whether it was a child or if it was an adult. And I know you guys sit around these sickly people or these paranoid people like, ooh, don't cough on me, or did you wash your hands? Let me tell you something. I will say one thing I do appreciate about the H1N1 vaccine. Let me tell you what I do appreciate. I know this is going to sound crazy that Dr. Keel appreciates a vaccine. There is some good in every bad. Ever since the H1N1 vaccination or the H1N1 virus scare has come on America, people have been washing their hands when they come out of the toilet. I know you all have seen these type of people who come right out of the bathroom stall and they go right out the door. Oh, that is, oh, you talking about nasty? I mean, that is so nasty. And if you're one of those people, let me know. I'm gonna let you know. That is disgusting, and I will talk about you. I'll even, if I'm really in that mood, I'll tell you, hey, excuse me, you gonna wash your hands? But ever since the H1N1 virus scare, every bathroom, no matter where I go in America, women come out of the stall, and they go right to the sink. They put a whole lot of antibacterial soap on their hands. They scrub it down like a surgeon about to prep for surgery, and they wash it. Maybe they even do it twice and really wipe their hands down and even wipe down the sink area. So you know, I have to admit that ever since the H1N1 flu virus has come out, I have not seen anybody run out of the stall and go right out the door. But prior to this, I used to see this a lot. I used to see women go in the bathroom stall, flush the toilet, come out, go out the door. So, hey, there's always a good thing and something bad. So that's the best thing that has ever happened since the H1N1 virus. People are washing their hands. They are washing their hands. Anywho, I forgot what point I was making on the H1N1. I got so caught up in that bathroom thing because that's really amazing. But anyway, so with the people who are receiving the have received the H1N1 flu or the regular influenza shot, have noticed that not only that they have received symptoms and complications from the vaccine, but now they're easily exposed, or they're easily to get some kind of sickness from something small. And to me, I also think it's a psychological thing too, because if a person has a sickly way of thinking, and if you are sitting, let's take the airplane for example. I used to travel a lot. Now my traveling has slowed down big time this year, but I'm going to be getting back into it next year. Now, I used to sit beside people, and if I sat beside somebody who was doing a lot of coughing, a lot of sneezing, I didn't think, oh, my God, I got to sit by a sick person. He's going to get me sick. I never thought that way, never. I always thought, dang, he's sick. Too bad he doesn't have superior health like I do. And then what I will do is I will visualize my thymus gland, which is right in between your chest, and I would tap on that chest bone right there, activating my thymus gland to send out more white blood cells. And I would visualize the white blood cells looking like white sharks. And any type of virus or illness that I have breathed in or ate or soaked in through my skin, I would visualize that being these deformed figures in this darkened color in my blood system, and I would see that the white sharks, which is really the white blood cells shaped like white sharks, are swimming towards these toxins and just eating them up, just going yum, 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 just eating them all up, and you know, just making my body stronger, and I see this golden light about around me and getting brighter and brighter, and I think of health. I don't think of illness. So it's okay if I sit beside somebody who's coughing and hacking and blowing his nose throughout the entire trip. Even if we're going all the way to Germany, he could do that all day. I'm okay. Because when you learn how to use your mind's power, you don't have to worry about situations you have no control over. And this is one of the ways I've done. So when I see people coughing around me, or I see somebody sniffling, I don't think, oh, don't get too close to me. You're going to spread your germs. Please, I'm immune to your illness. And I also think that when we have people who think sickly and they see people who are sick, they instantly associate themselves with that sickness, and boom, next thing you know, they're sick too, okay? So with the H1N1 or the flu virus, a lot of people are noticing that they're having these symptoms and that they're not as physically strong or physically healthy as they used to be. You have some people that will sit up here, and I call them liars. They'll say, I've got the flu shots all my life and never have the flu. That's BS. They may not recognize they have the flu, but they have flu-like symptoms that the doctors are saying. And they'll come up with the flu-like symptoms, which is really the flu, and then they'll get the over-the-counter medications to suppress those symptoms. But, you know, for people to deny that they are not receiving any type of illnesses from these vaccines are like people who take drugs and say that they're taking it for health reasons, not because it alters their mental state of mind. You know, it's like a crackhead saying, I take crack, but I'm not high. I take crack every day, and I never get high. It's crazy, isn't it? So when people tell me I've got the flu every year and never got sick, I already know in my head, you're lying. Okay? It's like, you know, please. You cannot take a chemical. You cannot take a chemical that has so much poison in it and have the flu virus in itself and say you're not going to have to get sick. But some people will downplay the sickness. Say, I got a couple of symptoms from it, but I didn't get the flu. Okay, whatever. And let's talk about those of us who have not received either one. And it's a lot of you out there. And let me just say this. Congratulations. Thank you. You have joined those of us who use our common sense, who do not cater to the madness that is portrayed in the media today, that if you do not get this particular shot, if you do not get this vaccine, you're facing the world of doom and gloom. Now, I have been taking my vitamin D religiously, and let me tell you something. It is phenomenal. Celestia Healing has who's the company I think we have it? Pure and Natural. My bad. Pure and Natural. We have the high potency vitamin D, which is 5,000 IUs. And it's in a really small, really tiny supplement soft gel capsule. So for those of you who complain about big pills, you definitely won't have to complain about that because these are really tiny. So take that. I take 5,000, sometimes 10,000 IUs a day, along with 5,000 of vitamin C. Of course, you know, my Dr. Keela detox. I did the Dr. Keela detox. I did my detox last month. Okay. I went on a five-day fast, and I did a detox during that time. Let me tell you something. I forgot about the beautiful effects of detoxing. I noticed that when I eat now, I can taste almost every ingredient in the food, and I have no need for condiments. I used to like to put a little sauce. I like to make a little sauce for, you know, my veggie sushi or some of my little sandwiches. I like to put a little type of mayo sauce on there. And now I got to the point where I don't want that anymore. I don't like to have any of the sauces. Even the sweet and sour sauce, I find that I don't even want to use those anymore. And that's when I realized that, oh, wow, my taste buds are turning back to how they used to be and that I'm really improving on my health because the detox have removed a lot of toxins out of my system to where the need to sweeten, salt, or camouflage my food with various sauces or condiments is not necessary. And so I can, like, almost eat it bland, and it's fine. And that's really a shocking thing because I've never been that way before. And I'm like, and I find it really awesome. So, yeah, this is something I wanted to point out to you all. It's like, wow, this is really some good stuff. So anyway, Dr. Keela detox, along with the vitamin D, the vitamin E, and the vitamin C, along with my good eating habits as well as my water. I love my water. Actually, I have something right here. I went through a gallon already, so I'm probably going to go through I think this half a gallon probably will last me for another 2 hours and I'm going to bed. And, you know, I'm fine. I have not had the sniffles. I have not had any type of flu-like symptoms. And I am not, as you can hear, dead. I am very much alive. And the H1N1 nor the flu has killed me. Trust me. when you have a purpose on life and you know that purpose, you know you're not going anywhere until that purpose has been fulfilled. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Believe me on that. I have more things to do, and once that's done, then I'm gone, you know. I accept the transition to leave, but I got too much other work to do, and I'm going to be here for a very, very long time. So trust me when I tell you is that when you, if you do not receive this vaccination or you do not receive any of the shots that are promoted on the internet or the news media, the newspaper, the TV, you will be just fine. I want to talk about Dr. Oz. Speaking of newspaper, news media, I want to talk about Dr. Oz for a second in reference to all of this flu shot brouhaha. I'm going to tell you something very interesting after these drops. But let me make these drops real quick, and then when I come back, I'm going to tell you something about Oprah's boy, Dr. Oz. Let me tell you something. I don't know about you all, but if this man, I never trusted him from day one. He looks like a snake oil salesman, and now I have proof that he's a phony and a fake, and I don't care if Oprah supports him or whatever, you know. This man is not out for your best health. So when I get back, I'll talk more about that when I get right back.
Holistic Healing Wellness Center, providing holistic health care all across the world. Our website is full of information from herbology, personal training, fitness, nutrition, massage therapy, herbal remedies, and a whole lot more. Check out our free health tips or even sign up for our monthly newsletter. Our website address is www.healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com, or give us a call at 770-603-0141.
This is Healing Power Hour Radio with your host, Dr. Akila L. To listen to other archive radio shows full of health tips, holistic advice, and other natural remedies, check out our website at healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly newsletter and check out our list of educational videos. Have a health topic you would like us to discuss on the air? Tell us all about it by giving us a call at 770-603-0141 or go to our website to fill out our suggestion form. We look forward to hearing from you. HealingPowerHour.com.
You know, I'm going to give you guys a secret. Do you know why I keep doing those drops every, not keep doing, do you know why I do those drops every episode? I do those drops every episode so I can drink water. As soon as I started talking about water, I was like, I'm thirsty. And I said, hell, this is a good time to do those drops. And I want you all to know that when you start hearing the Celestial Healing and the Healing Power Hour radio drops, know that I am chug-a-lugging that beautiful, great-tasting H2O, and it is delicious, I'm telling you. I feel sorry for people who hate water. I really do. I really feel sorry for you. I know you're suffering from a lot of health issues, but the fact that you don't like water, I mean, I could not survive without water. I'm to the point where it is all I drink, actually. So anyway, let's get back to Dr. Oz. Your boy Dr. Oz, ladies and gentlemen, was on the TV news. I don't know if it was CNN. I don't know who he was with. But anyway, he was promoting the H1N1 vaccine.
telling everybody, go get it. It's important, especially pregnant women, especially children, especially elders. You're more prone to get illnesses, and H1N1, it will kill you, and boo, and all this other stuff. And then towards the end of this broadcast, the lady said that 50% of the people, no, she said, listen to these statistics. It was so crazy. She said 51% are not sure that they're going to get it. And 50% are probably, maybe, sort of, kind of going to get it. And I'm saying to myself, 51 and 50%? What kind of math is she doing? And I've been noticing this lately, that when these, especially in the political, these political newscasters, their math sucks. They'll say something like, people who support Obama's healthcare plan is about 43%, and those who are against it is 40%, and those who are undecided is 30%. What? I mean, you guys sit here and say, okay, 45, 40, and 30%, that's not 100%. That's way more than 100%, but I'm not going to get on that. That's just, you know, they're dumbing you down, and you don't even realize it. But anyway, the woman, I'm going to post this broadcast on my Facebook as well as Twitter. So if you would like to see this craziness for yourself, go to either my Twitter account or my Facebook account after this broadcast, and I'll broadcast it for you all so you can see this hypocrite for yourself. Towards the end, it's at the five-minute mark, he says that even though he himself, which is I believe is a lie, will get the vaccine, the H1N1 vaccine, his wife and his four children will not. So here's something that's very interesting. Here it is, this doctor who is so pro H1N1. He's telling you to get your children vaccinated. He's telling you to make sure you and your unborn child gets vaccinated. He's telling you and your grandparents and your elder parents or elder loved ones to get vaccinated, including yourself. But yet and still, his children and his beloved wife are not even going to go near the shot. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? But let me, before you even come up with your conclusion, let me also give you a little tidbit of information about Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz has about over $125,000 shares in Cigna Pharmaceuticals. And Cigna Pharmaceuticals is a vaccination manufacturing company. So the same company that produced the H1N1 vaccine as well as the regular flu vaccine, he has stock shares in this company. Now, this is a conflict of interest because he's going to tell you to get it so he can get paid from your stupidity. And you know what? I can't get mad at him for that. I know you think this is crazy, but I thought about this. I thought about those people out there who will do what the medical society says in spite of what naturopathic doctors say, in spite of what holistic nutritionists say, in spite of what your other type of alternative medical society, the community, and other health awareness individuals will say. They will get it in spite.
My question to you, and I would like to hear from you, I doubt if anybody's listening live now because I'm doing this late on a Friday night, but I would like you to email me, go to the website, healingpowerhour.com, and let me know what you think. I don't find anything wrong with this, and I'm saying that if these people are so persistent, and they are determined to get these shots regardless of the side effects, regardless of the health consequences, why not make money off of them? So instead of putting stock in something like Walmart or McDonald's, why not put stock in the pharmaceutical companies that are brand spanking new, who are playing on the fear of people, and regardless of the evidence that are put out there, will get these shots regardless, which means that if they get the shot, they have to pay for it, and that gives you money for in your stock, and it makes the stock goes up, so therefore you're making money indirectly from their actions. Is that really wrong? Is it really wrong? So what I'm saying is that, you know, I'm doing my, let me just get into this, because I started to really think about this objectively. And even though I don't have the power as Dr. Oz to, now I would never do anything like this. I would never go on TV and tell people to get, even if I got stock in the company that makes the vaccine, I would never get on TV and tell people to get the shot so I can make money. I will go out there. I'm all for putting money behind a company like that and then telling you not to go to the company. And if you do it in spite, then I'm going to make money off of you. Is that really, really wrong? You know, I would like to hear your viewpoints on this, because if I come out, let's say, for instance, if I do what Dr. Oz is doing, I don't think I got the money to put that many shares in that type of pharmaceutical company. But let's use, okay. Let's say, for instance, and I think this is really a case. I think this is real. Let's say, for instance, there's a pharmaceutical company. I don't know the name of the pharmaceutical company, but let's say we'll make up a name. Let's call the pharmaceutical company WeMo, okay? Let's say, for instance, WeMo Pharmaceuticals is going to launch a medication that is supposed to reduce high blood pressure. It is also supposed to help with edema, and it will give you energy, okay? And it has lots of side effects, such as possible heart failure, possible stroke, memory loss, diarrhea, acne, you know, blood in your urine. You know, it gives all these kind of side effects, okay? All right. Now, I know about these side effects, and I know about this drug, but the way that they market and they have these nice, beautiful, entertaining commercials, it's making people take interest in this pharmaceutical drug, okay? Now, that drug company, pharmaceutical company, comes out on the market and it starts taking bids for shares. Now, what do you think if I go ahead and put like $2,000 or not $2,000, 2,000 shares in that pharmaceutical company and then get on my website, get on TV, get on the internet radio and say, don't get this medication. Do not get this medication. Let me tell you the side effects. It will give you a stroke. It will cause high blood pressure. I mean, it will give you edema. It will cause heart attacks, maybe heart failure. Let me tell you what else it will do. It put blood in your urine, so that means something's going on with your liver. I'm telling you, this stuff is bad news. If you have high blood pressure, how about this? We take care of it by taking care of your diet, come see me, and I will tell you the herbs you need to take based upon your lifestyle, based upon the condition of your health. Put garlic in your food. Put cayenne in your food. Get out there and exercise. Drink more water, and relieve your stress by meditating, doing yoga, you know, even doing nice long walks. Meditate, pray more, and I tell you all the things to do, okay? I got stuck in this pharmaceutical drug, but I'm telling you all of the things to stay away from that pharmaceutical drug. If you go and get it anyway, what's wrong with me not making money off of that? This is a very, very good question. Because it's not like I'm doing the Dr. Oz thing where I'm promoting the very medication that I got stock in. I am talking against the medication that I got stock in. But just in case you don't listen to me, what's wrong with making money off of you? This is very good. I would love to hear your opinion on this. And, of course, I can't go on because it's almost time for me to end this episode. But this is something I just thought about this. During the whole episode, I was gonna go on a whole spiel about Dr. Oz, and then when I read that he's promoting, even though he won't have his wife and children get the vaccine, he has over 125,000 shares in the very same pharmaceutical company that makes the vaccine, but he's promoting it, so there's a conflict of interest. But there is no conflict of interest if I have shares in a pharmaceutical company that I am talking against. So I would love to get your opinion on it. Feel free to go to my website where my email address is. And the website is healingpowerhour.com. That's healingpowerhour.com. You can also call at my office during regular business hours and at 770-603-0141. This has been a very, very interesting broadcast. I can't wait to hear some of your responses, especially those who listen to the radio program religiously. There's lots of you who do listen to the program really, really every time I put it out there. Thank you for your support. And, this is a very good show. So anyway, in conclusion, before we get off the air, because we only got 3 more minutes, I just want to say this, is that here it is December going on January, and those of you who have not received any of those vaccines or any of the shots, you see that you're still alive and kicking and you're still healthy. For those of you who have received it, hey, 2010 is a brand new year. How about we live in a state of health consciousness instead of sick consciousness and make sure you just don't do it again. Just go through a detox. We got Dr. Kila Detox as well as the blood cleanser on our site. You can get that, cleanse out all of that yucky stuff from you, but you're going to also have to do a certain type of fast. I highly suggest you do a phone consultation or come see me in my office here, go see me at in Atlanta in the wellness center that we have in Atlanta, and basically get a personalized program that will detoxify the vaccine out of you so it doesn't have any long-term effects, because it will. For those of you who are determined to get the vaccine, you will see, you will remember these words several years from now, when your immune system has been compromised to where you are so dependent upon the pharmaceutical community for your existence, meaning that you, in order for you to stay alive, you have to depend on their pharmaceutical drugs and their procedures in order to sustain life. And who wants to live a life like that? I think we should live a quality of life. I had an opportunity, and it's not something I like to put myself in a position, but I went to a hospice. I was hired by a family to attend someone who was put in hospice, and I really hated being there. If anybody has ever been to a hospice, to me, it's like the building of death. And why would you want to live your life to end it that way? I would never want to die or to make that transition in an environment like that. And I definitely would not want to put my physical body in a condition to be put in that type of facility. I should do a show on that in itself, but I have to think about that because that's a very depression show. All right, this is Dr. Keela. Thank you for tuning in to Healing Power Radio. Tune in again, I think, in 2 weeks where we're going to be doing our Q&A segment. And for more information, just tune into the website, and I will see you then. Also, remember, if you have any questions, if you would also like to talk to me, send me an email, especially if you want to put your viewpoints, I really, really would like to hear from you. I really would like to hear your views and your opinions on the question I put out there about me or anybody, but especially me, because I'm interested in doing this, about financially putting stock in a pharmaceutical company and then talking against that company and then still making money for those people who don't adhere to my advice. You know, what do you think about that? I want to hear your honest opinion, and what do you think about that, and you can always email me from the website. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Keela. I leave you with the blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Take care and have a blessed day.